Time again for Two Guys Weigh In Podcast with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty. And Mitchell, we got a lot of high school sports to talk about today.
Yeah, we do. We got all conference and baseball to talk about today for one thing. And
a lot of stuff going on as the high school season has completed now. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about on our podcast today.
Yep, this should be an interesting one.
Yeah. So how's your summer going so far?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Staying busy working at the golf course.
And so. What, are you growing a beard?
No, I'm not. I'm just not shaving.
not shaving for a while,
yep, huh? Not feeling like it, so I'm not doing it.
No shave June or something, huh?
I suppose.
Okay. All right. So what, you're working at the golf course?
Yep, working at the golf course in the clubhouse.
In Appleton?
Yep, in Appleton.
And how's that going?
Well, that's going well. I think coming up here in about two weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks, we have our first tournament out there, the Ag Open in Appleton, so that should be a good one.
Yeah. I think that's the first time they've had an Ag Open there for a while,
anyway.
I
believe so. It's been a long time since that, so it'll be fun to work.
When is that again?
July 11th, I
believe. July 11th, okay. Well, got a ways to go. A couple weeks, anyway.
Yep.
So, good. Yeah, so, well, let's talk high school or summer ball, baseball. We got softball to talk about. The all-conference list for the Camden Conference in both softball and high school was released this past week, and some really good baseball players on your list there.
Yep, so for all-conference in Camden baseball, from Camby, we have Jace Sigler. From Dawson Boyd, we have Nathan Hansen, Blake Thompson, Tygan Long, and Cameron Sather. From Lacroix-Parle Valley, we got Caden Mortensen, Dylan Geiser, Davis Patzer, and Dylan Keimig. From Minnesota, Ryan Dallagher, Peyton Sheik, Ryan Maher, and Brody Larson. And then from Ortonville, Connor Danielson. And then for some honorable mentions, from Camby, we have Liam MacArthur, Dawson Boyd, Bo Johnson, Lacroix-Parle Valley, Caden Molden, Minnesota, Carson Javers, and Ortonville, Carter Lee.
All right, some good ball players on that list.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun watching them this past spring, didn't we?
That's right. And congratulations to the Springfield Tigers. They are the Class A state champions. They had to postpone that state championship at Target Field for a whole week because of all the rain that we had last week. But
Yeah, I got some interesting weather going on. A lot of rain and some pretty bad flooding going on over in the Mankato, Minneapolis areas right now. So.
Yeah, northern Iowa.
Yep, it's got family in both areas over there, and so it's been kind of interesting. Yep, okay. I got family in Spencer, Iowa.
I do too.
Yeah, really? Where?
My cousin lives there, and their house is pretty bad, I guess.
Pretty bad. Yep. Yeah. I have an aunt and her family that live in Spencer, and they said their basement flooded, and so I've had to work through that, and it's been interesting. I've had another aunt from my other side of the family lives in Mankato, and her daughter lives in an apartment and they have an underground parking space.
Oh, yeah.
Completely flooded and totaled a brand new car that my cousin bought. So.
Oh, totaled a new car.
Well, it was completely covered in water, so it's going to be a little rough.
I don't think there's anything worse than a disaster than a flood, a major flood where it just floods your house.
Flooding is pretty tough to deal with.
Yep,
so.
For sure. I used to get water in my basement all the time, and I spent the money, and I tiled around my house and put a sump pump in, and best money I ever spent.
Yeah, we have a low spot on our house, too, where when we get a lot of rain, and it sits there and puddles there, and we have to pump it, otherwise we get water in the basement, so... Yep. It's not fun to deal with.
Nope, that's for sure. Hey, we got sidetracked there for a little bit. That's all right,
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's some nasty flooding going on. Man, that's unbelievable. Softball all-conference. I just have a few of the teams here. For Lacroix-Parle Valley, making all-conference in softball this past spring was Kendall Shellstead, Claire Borstead, the only senior on the Lacroix-Parle Valley team. Made all conference, Brandy Meyer and Jalen Lee. Jalen and Brandy and Kendall were juniors, and they'll be seniors this year, so they'll be back on the Eagles squad. And honorable mention went to pitcher Val Piotr. She's also a junior. Dawson Boyd, the Blackjacks all conference was Taylen Jorgensen and Madeline Wente, and the Honorable mention for Dawson Boyd was Allie Essling, senior pitcher. Allie, a good softball player. They all are. So there's just a Lock Pearl Valley and Dawson Boyd, all conference, Camden Conference.
Yep, a lot of good ball players for a lot of the schools around this area going in. So
I don't think too many people know this, so staying with softball here, but the American Legion has started a softball program just like the baseball program. Like, boys been around for years. This might be the second or third year the Minnesota Legion has had an organized softball for the girls. And Milan Crushers, almost called them the Crusaders. The Milan Crushers, 18U Legion softball team, they're doing pretty good. They've been in a big Watertown tournament this past weekend. And then we got they're hosting Mineota on Wednesday night for doubleheader, and we'll have the first game on Q92 with that. The next Wednesday, I want to go over to Montevideo. Montevideo hosting Milan. I'm saying Lock Apparel. It's not Lock Apparel. It's Milan, sponsored by the Milan Legion. And Coach Swatsky and the girls are having fun this summer. Did you know there was a Legion softball league?
I did not know that. This is the first
time I've
heard of it.
A lot of people don't know that. So, but, they got organized, and they got some teams around here. I think I know Mineota has one, Wabasso has one, Murray County Central, Lakeview, KMS, TMB, all have Legion softball teams. So, yeah, so good luck to the Crushers. I wonder how they came up with that name.
It's a pretty common one, I guess. It's just easy to come up with, so nothing wrong with that.
Yep. All right, let's talk amateur baseball. Of course, in Rosen this weekend, a Busch Light tournament, the Busch Light invite, I should say. And the teams involved there, of course, Rosen, Milbank Fire Chiefs, the Ortonville Rocks, the Castlewood Ravens. Castlewood, we broadcast
that. Basketball game between them and Dawson Boyd earlier this year.
So they're called the Ravens. They're going to be in Rosen this weekend. The Regal Eagles and Montrose Waverly Stingers. They've been in the tournament before as well. So six teams coming to Rosen Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And should be fun. And I know Tyler Ottoman, the Rosen manager over there, and all the others, the Rademachers, they do a great job. It's one of the best amateur baseball environments, I think, in the state of Minnesota is Rosen. Ever been over there?
I can't remember.
Need to make a trip over there and broadcast the game then, Mitchell.
Yeah, I think. Well, just let me know. I might be able to work that out with you.
So. All right. That's the Busch Light invite. I know a lot of beer will be consumed.
You can't have it be called the Busch Light invite and not have beer sold there. That's just
flows freely there in Rosen. So. Mm-hmm. All right, Junior Legion baseball. I forgot to touch on that a little bit. The game Tuesday night, I mean, it was in Dawson. Dawson taking on Madison in Junior Legion. So a lot of good Junior Legion teams. Bold, Sacred Heart McRae, Montevideo, Benson Hancock, Granite Falls, Kirkhoven, Redwood Falls, Madison, Dawson. Can't wait till the tournaments. The tournaments start, I think, after July 11th. So a lot of stuff going on there. And then the Madison American Legion team, they're doing pretty well as well. Of course, that team, most of the players are from the state tournament team. And next Monday, we'll have this game for you on Q92. They'll be hosting Montevideo at 7 o'clock at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. And Montevideo also, with their players, made the state team. So that one double A. So we'll have Montevideo and Madison and Legion Ball Monday, July 1st.
That should be a pretty good baseball game.
Yeah,
then.
It should be. Can't wait to do that one. So.
And you got a couple of games this week, right? You got one today, right?
Yeah.
Don't you? Today and tomorrow, I believe.
Junior Legion. Yeah, Jared Royland and Sather are the coaches. Royland for Madison, Sather for Dawson, and they play at Nelson Field, and that's a 6 o'clock start for Junior Legion baseball. So, Okay.
Well, that's what else we good got in high school. We might as well talk about the Minnesota Lynx here for a little bit. They're off to a great start of the season so far in the WNBA. They have they're tied for the second best record in the league right now. They have a record of 13-3, and tied with Connecticut for the second best record at 13-3. And the number one team in the WNBA right now is the New York Liberty, and they're at 15-3. And so the WNBA has what they call the Commissioner's Cup, which is like the in-season, which is their in-season tournament.
Oh.
And it's kind of like,
I don't understand that. Why do they do that?
I have no idea why.
NBA does that.
Yeah, the NBA started, that was their first year this year doing that, I think. So I have no idea why. Well, it's just something that they do, maybe add a little more excitement. But the Lynx have earned a spot in the Commissioner's Cup. And so they get to play the Liberty, what day is that? Tonight, I believe, at 7
tonight.
O'clock.
Yep.
And so those are the top two teams in the, you say the top two teams in the WNBA right now.
Okay.
And then the Lynx have the number two scoring defense and the number two scoring offense in the WNBA right now. They're behind the Connecticut on defense, and they're behind the Liberty on offense, so... And the Lynx have the number one scoring differential in the league, and they're 9-1 in their last 10 games, and they're on a 6-game win streak, the highest of any team right now in the WNBA. So real nice to see that we have another team in Minnesota trying to do well in basketball, and hopefully they can do a little bit better than the Timberwolves and actually take it farther than the conference championship finals. But it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
I'm gonna admit here. I watched the whole WNBA game from beginning to end last week. Caitlin Clark and the Fever, Indiana, played Chicago.
Yeah, I watched their game on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday it was, yeah, and I watched the whole game from beginning to end. That was pretty cool. Good game.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game. I think, what did this guy win by? Chicago won by 1 point,
yep.
I think.
Yeah, the Fever had a lead there, and Chicago came back and took it over, so...
Yeah, it was a very good game. I was impressed with it, so it was nice to watch.
I don't think I've ever watched a full WNBA game before, but
the
only reason was Reese for Chicago and Caitlin Clark.
I believe I watched a couple games when the Lynx were doing well in the early 2010s, but recently I haven't watched a full one in a while. Yeah, but and unfortunately, I haven't seen a Lynx game yet. They haven't been on TV or at the right time to... get them to watch a game for them, but and tonight I won't be able to either because they're playing on Prime Video. I don't know why they have to put it on Prime Video. I couldn't put it on a TV channel. But
dumb. Sports is going, you know, you're gonna have to pay for everything pretty soon.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that a lot of the games are getting put on streaming services now.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't see how they can expand their fan base by doing that.
Yeah, and it's all of them. They got NFL's doing it. Big Ten does it because they put some of their games on Peacock now. And it's on NBC, which is streaming on Peacock. Yep. But I think they have some games that are exclusive to Peacock. Yep. They don't do it on NBC or anything.
Right.
So
that's
tough. I think the Gophers have a couple games that are going to be on Peacock and solely instead of just on TV. So that's unfortunate.
Yep, for sure. Did you watch Scottie Scheffler last Sunday?
I did watch Scottie win another one. That was an interesting end to that tournament. Did you hear about
protesters?
That? I think it was a 6 or 8 protesters ran out onto the hole when the final group got there, and they threw smoke bombs and powdered stuff on the course. Yeah. Had to delay it, and so.
No, the cops came out of nowhere. They got there right away.
Yeah, the cops were. It was a good thing they were well prepared and handled it quickly and. Little harm was done, but...
How about what Scheffler's doing in the golf world? Man, he's unbelievable.
He's doing something that we haven't seen since Tiger Woods back in the early 2000s. Yeah. I think he's got 6 wins before July, and that I think the last person they said to do that was Tiger back in 2006.
Okay.
So with this pace, Scotty could win at double-digit tournaments if he keeps this up this year.
Yeah, everybody will be cheering for him.
Yep.
I think the week before, didn't McEnroy choke or something?
That was the U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open.
With McIlroy, he missed two putts under 4 feet in the final 3 holes.
That's what I would do.
Well, yeah, I'd do it too. So No harm in that, but, you know, it's rather tough when you have a lead and you kind of lose it like that. That just hurts.
Yep.
But that's what golf does.
All right. So, yeah, I'm really into golf lately. I don't know why. I mean, watching golf. I shouldn't say playing it, but I'm really into watching golf.
Well,
lately.
In the summertime, not a whole lot of sports is on, for one thing. So that leaves golf, and it's on the weekends, so nothing. A lot easier going on the weekends. And we got we could talk about Tennessee. They won the Men's College World Series last night by a score of 6-5, I believe, was the final score last night.
Over Texas A&M.
And that was pretty good. Tennessee lost the first game. It's a best of three. So they had to win two games in a row, and they ended up doing it. That was their first title in baseball, I believe.
And the MVP of the tournament, he had like 11 RBIs, hit three home runs in each of the championship games.
Yeah, that'll...
No one's ever done that before. You know, the best of two out of three, he had a home run in each game. So that's amazing.
That is an incredible performance for high-pressure games like that.
In high school, he was the player of the year in high school, and he was in high school. So.
Is that a national award, or was it
a No, that was
state
a state award.
State award?
Yep, for Kansas, yeah. But now he went to Tennessee. Can't remember his name. But anyway, that's a little fact I saw.
Yeah, that's an interesting tidbit right there. We'll talk about the Twins real quick. Twins are 43-35 on the year right now. They have a series with the Diamondbacks now. And so hopefully they can string together a couple more wins. They won their series versus the Athletics, which, I mean, should have been a sweep, but they ended up winning 2-1. Had a tough stretch there where they, in the last two games versus the Rays, they lost by one run in extra innings, and then they lost by one run to the Athletics to start this series, and then won two games in a row. Now they have a three-game series with the Diamondbacks and a three-game series with the Mariners, and that'll close out June. And those two series are away series, so a couple games away from home for the Twins. And let's see if they're close to the, let's see, 8 games behind Cleveland now.
Okay.
8 games, so still time. They can try and turn things around, but they got to kick it down here.
Yep, just as long as they don't hit the injury bug like they did to start the season.
Yeah, that'll be very important for them not to have that
Half
happen.
The squad went down the first week of the season, I think, so.
Yeah, it'll be well, that's just Minnesota sports.
Yep,
we always have injuries that battle us. And
yep. All right, anything else? How about the Vikings?
The Vikings? Well,
JJ was over in Europe or something, the tour.
No, when we talk about JJ, we're talking about Justin Jefferson.
Jefferson, yeah. Sorry.
That's all right.
Who did you think I was talking about?
Well, you said JJ, so it's a couple people that have a JJ popping to mind with the Vikings now, but. Yeah, we're talking about Justin Jefferson when he went overseas, and you said he was with Joe Burrow over there?
Yeah, and some modeling some clothes or something in Paris or something like that.
I never heard.
You didn't see that?
I didn't see that. And
crazy.
Interesting.
And I think he went to the Taylor Swift concert over there, or he took a picture of somebody
that's
famous.
That's not surprising.
Nope.
But, Vikings, our OTAs wrapped up. And so now we just wait training camp and end of July. I don't think they came out with the dates yet for when that starts.
I'm not sure. No. Have you ever been to a Viking training camp?
I have not.
Neither have I.
I think my parents have been to one, or they at least were when they were practicing over there. And I think there's a story about how my dad almost ran over Danny Green, or what was the Vikings head coach back? It was
Dennis Green.
Dennis Green, yeah. So, yeah, there was a...
You almost ran him over?
Yep. They were driving down the road, and I think my dad was looking off and trying to see into the training facility, and Dennis Green was walking across the road, and Dad almost hit him with the car, so... That was an interesting tidbit
I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah, no.
He was a good coach. He brought Randy Moss to the Vikings, you know. He drafted Randy when nobody wanted him.
He was there. Did he take us to all four of our Super Bowls?
No.
Or was it...
No.
He didn't take us to any, did he?
No, he didn't.
Nope.
Bud Grant.
Just close to it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Bud Grant was the one.
Yep. You're pretty young. You wouldn't know all that. I know all that.
Yeah.
I suffered through all four Super Bowls with the Vikings.
Yeah, well, suffered through every season since then with the Vikings. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. It sounds like looking at, I watched, they had a video on YouTube about a projected 53-man roster for the Vikings, and it looked interesting. It looks like three quarterbacks maybe on the roster.
A lot of talent, I think, coming up.
Yep, and then looks like probably go four running backs. I saw something interesting. They, maybe the Vikings could bring back Cam Akers, who he tore his Achilles in the game versus the Falcons for us last year. But if he recovered, it could possibly bring him back. I'd like it if we brought Cam Akers back, just because he was pretty much our only solid running back last year whenever we ran the ball. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the Vikings roster looks like.
All right. That's a wrap.
I think that'll conclude episode 22 of the Two Guys Weigh In podcast.